So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, this is Tommy Freedom, and I want to welcome you back to Freedom Rings. If you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that I always start the show with a musical bumper in by White Wolf. If I don't play that, you know that there is a strong deviation from the typical show, most especially if I replace that intro with Amazing Grace being played on the bagpipes. There is only one reason why I would play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes, and that would be to honor a fallen warrior, be it a soldier or a police officer. In this case, it is a police officer that I am starting this show off with, the loss of a very, very talented and dedicated young man from Mooresville, North Carolina, who was murdered on the job, and I spoke about this a little bit on last week's show. This officer was only 32 years old, pulled a scumbag over on the side of the road at 10:30 at night and was shot. Killed. I attended his funeral yesterday, as I have done many, many times over the years, but this particular funeral was a little bit different. The entire funeral took place at the church. There was no ceremony at the cemetery. So the 21-gun salute, which normally is done at the cemetery, was done at the church, which was very unusual. And very, very uniquely, they had dispatch call in, and was played over the PA system as they signed out this officer's final watch. Folks, there's nothing else like that. And I will admit that at that point in time, as hardened as I am, as much as I've seen over the years, at that point, I lost it myself. Hundreds of seasoned officers lost it at that point. If you've never served, it's kind of difficult to understand what you go through when you lose a fellow officer. It's like losing a family member. It's someone that maybe you've known for years. Maybe it's someone that you never even knew. But there is a very special bond among police officers that you really have in no other profession. You see, sometimes you are actually closer to your partner than you are with your own family. Sometimes there are things that you experience as a police officer that your family just cannot understand. And when you lose a fellow officer, sometimes it's the other officers that fill in that blank space because the family tries to understand, but they just don't, if that makes sense to you. And again, if you've never served, then it may be slightly in left field for you to hear that, but people who are not related to you can actually be closer to you. Now, the service was held at a very large church in Charlotte. The last time that I was at that church was for the ceremonies for Sean Clark and Jeff Shelton, who were gunned down, gosh, almost 12 years ago, I guess. And in fact, a couple of years ago, I played for you the anniversary of that on somebody else's show where I had called in and described the experience of going to a double funeral on two different days and the funeral procession where the public came out with their massive show of support. The church was packed. It holds 5,000 people and it was packed. Well, for this particular officer, whose name was Jordan Harris Sheldon of Mooresville, North Carolina, there weren't as many officers that turned out. There may have been about 3,000, but the funeral procession was, my gosh, it was nothing like I've ever seen before. Now, I know that when I discussed the other funeral and how the people were alongside the road, it was not a short procession, but it was maybe 7 miles. This particular procession was almost 40. It was 14 miles long, folks. And at one point, I mean, the interstates were shut down. Everything was shut down for us. The side roads, the interstates, everything. And at one point on 485 behind the airport, it was 3 lanes wide open. Of course, we're in the center lane. There was nobody else on there. It was shut down. And we kind of got stretched out a little bit. And I had no idea that my little hatchback would do 100 miles an hour, but we were doing 3 digits for about 5 or 6 miles trying to catch back up with the rest of the group. But the news did say that it was 14 or 15 miles long, that procession. There were hundreds of cars in that procession. And it's almost surreal. I was the only civilian vehicle that was in that procession, simply because the department I'm with is so small that we don't have any vehicles. I have uniforms, we have badges, but no vehicles. So I was in my own personal vehicle. And like I said, I was amazed that it would do 100 miles an hour plus. But it was just to look as far as you could see in front was nothing but blue lights. And my rearview mirror was nothing but blue lights. And to be doing 100 miles an hour with blue lights behind me, it was, knowing that I wasn't going to get pulled over for doing it, was just bizarre. It was otherworldly, I guess. You expect to find yourself on the world's scariest police chases or something like that. But it was just incredible, the amount of support that we encountered along that route. Now, on the interstates, I mean, every bridge that we crossed under, the local fire departments had their ladder trucks out with the giant flags hanging off of the boom, and they were just lined with the firefighters and civilians alongside them. The bridges were packed. People were down along the interstates because the interstate was shut down. People were actually parked, and they had walked down. They were standing alongside of the interstate, on the edge of the road on the interstates. And when we finally got off the interstate, gosh, there must have been 1,500, 2,000 people around that exit. And every time that we were going slow enough and there was a large group of people, I would just grab the mic and hit the PA and say, thank you all so much for your support. And I don't know how many thousands of people we went by in total, 15, 20,000 easy. I eventually broke off in Mooresville. I didn't want to go all the way to the end because with that many vehicles, it would have taken hours to get back out of town. But as luck would have it, the funeral procession went right by one of the neighborhoods that I deliver to every week. And if you're new to this show, I put out community newspapers a couple days a week for a couple towns in Mecklenburg County here in North Carolina. And everybody knows my car. There's no other car like it. You see a blue hatchback with this amber light on the roof, and everybody knows it's me. All over these towns, the police officers all know my car because half of them get their paper from me. And people recognized my car when I went by their neighborhood, and I know they were wondering, why in the world is our paper guy in the middle of this funeral procession? But people were just out there with their flags and placing their hands over their hearts and saluting. The amount of outpouring support was incredible. It was equal to, if not more, than the double murder of Clark and Shelton back in the early 2000s. It's kind of hard to draw a line around it because it's such a time of sorrow, but at the same time, it fills your heart to see the community supporting its police officers. And I know in recent months and years that there have been some bad cops out there who have drawn some bad publicity. But folks, there are bad people everywhere. There's bad cops. There's bad doctors. There's bad lawyers. There's crooked plumbers. Every profession has its good people and its bad people. But for the most part, every profession is full of good people. The bad apples are the minority, most especially in police work. These men and women put their lives on the line every day for total strangers in most cases. They get up in the morning or in the afternoon or at night, depending upon what shift they're working, never knowing if they're going to come home. Their parents don't know if they're going to come home. Their wives or husbands don't know if they're going to come home. Their children don't know if they're going to come home. And sometimes they don't. Most of the times they do. But sometimes they don't come home. And then you have a situation like we had here in Mooresville. Well, I say here in Mooresville, here in North Carolina, in a nearby town called Mooresville. This officer was the first officer killed in the line of duty since 1974. That's a long time, folks. It's a small community. Mooresville, North Carolina is Race City, USA. If you're into NASCAR, you're very familiar with that town. The mayor spoke at the funeral, and he broke down. Everybody who spoke broke down. The friends, the colleagues, they couldn't handle it because this young man was so energetic, so full of life, so full of love. He didn't care who you were. If you needed help, he helped. He was just that kind of a guy. He was who you want to be a police officer. And Mooresville is still reeling from this tragedy and will be for quite some time. They were giving out free yard signs that say in memory of Officer Sheldon. The funeral was Friday. Of course, this is pre-recorded, so you're hearing this on Wednesday or Thursday. But when I say yesterday, I'm recording this on Saturday. So the funeral was yesterday, Friday. In order to make that, I had to run my Mooresville route on Thursday night. And almost every mailbox had a piece of blue tape wrapped around it for the blue line, that blue painter's masking tape that you get. If they didn't have that, then they had a blue ribbon or blue and black ribbons, bows. Sometimes they had both. Sometimes they had those signs, and probably 4 or 5 dozen houses had blue lights out front. They had taken out their porch light bulbs and replaced them with blue lights in solidarity and support for this fallen officer. He was that well loved and respected in his community. And to see that kind of outpouring and support is very emotional, folks. It's emotional to drive by and see that, much less have to be at the funeral and be immersed in that. And even in the procession, just every time I would drive under a bridge, seeing those people with their hands over their hearts, saluting if they were in uniform, the giant flags hung off the fire engines, you just well up with emotion. And it's unlike any other funeral procession that you've ever been through. If you've not been through one of these, there's no way to really try and describe it. The amount of emotion that you feel. You've gone through it all at the funeral, but then every bridge, it wells up again. Every group of people standing alongside the road, it wells up again. And in this day and age, to see the community come out and support someone like that, it's really something. I know in recent times there's been a lot of backlash against police officers. As white nationals, we are very distrustful of our government. But keep in mind, folks, it is an elite few that control the government. Most of your government officials, whether they're local, regional, or even federal, feel the same way that you and I do about a lot of things. They are not part of the New World Order. They're not part of the Zion control plan. They're not. So many officers over the years think, like you and I do, that I've come across, and I've told you before, folks, I was put on to InfoWars by a United States Marshal, a federal officer. If it ever does hit the fan, most of these guys are going to be on our side. Don't look down on them. Don't be distrustful just because they have a badge. They really do have our best interests in mind. FBI agents like Comey are not the norm. They are few and far between. Just keep that in mind. I've got to take a break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Hello, this is Attorney Jason Robb. Have you ever thought of remembering the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in your will or trust? We are deeply appreciative of the help and support our friends have given to this important work over the years. The support towards this holy mission of bringing a message of hope and deliverance to our people must continue, even after you are gone. Our race, faith, and nation are worth every sacrifice we can make. We must continue the struggle until America has been delivered from the vice of death. Our children are depending on it. Email me at jasonrobb@windstream.net and I will help you to continue your fight for our future upon your death.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Posted about this on Facebook along with a picture of the back of my car, which had a blue band around the tinted windows in the back that had the officer's name and 1987 to 2019 on there. And my ex-wife posted this. She said, "I wish the public would offer the same support, respect, and reverence for police when they're alive." And she's absolutely correct. Just like so many things, we honor people when they're gone. Music icons, celebrities, actors, actresses. We do the same thing with our police officers. We take them for granted, I guess, for lack of a better explanation. We don't really think about them until they're gone. Kind of like when you lose a family member. And then it's too late. And she's absolutely correct. Now, the other morning when I stopped in on the way to the funeral to get some gas, I stopped into a gas station that I stop into quite frequently. But I always stop in there when I'm on one of my routes. So I'm wearing jeans, sneakers, and a sleeveless t-shirt. And I was dressed in my uniform, and the woman did not recognize me. And she said, "Thank you for your service." Now, we're used to hearing that regarding our veterans, those who have served and those who are currently serving. Thank you for your service. But very few people actually take into consideration, as she did, of our brave police officers who are putting their lives on the line every day, just like our soldiers, our men and women in uniform, regardless of whether they're in the military or for a sheriff's office, for a police department, if they're forest rangers, whatever. They're putting on a uniform and they are putting their lives in harm's way every day. So my ex-wife, was absolutely right. We should think of these people the same way all the time, not just when they're gone. So if you are one of those people who, when you see someone in uniform, typically in the service, that you thank them for their service, do as this woman did to me. When you see a police officer or a deputy sheriff, thank them for their service too, because in all likelihood, they're doing a job that's just as dangerous, if not more so, because they've taken this on as a career. They're not just doing this for a couple of tours overseas. They're doing this day after day, year after year, sometimes decade after decade. And I think I've explained to you that my ex-wife is in communications, so she takes 911 calls, and sometimes she's on the channel where she dispatches back out, and she deals with this on a regular basis, the way that the public calls in, just trashing our cops, calling them all kinds of vile names and crap. To quote John Rambo from First Blood. So she sees this, and she's absolutely right. So folks, whether you've served or not in the military, in law enforcement, police work, if you see a cop, just take a few minutes to say hello and let them know that you appreciate the job that they're doing, would you? If you live in an area where, God forbid, one of these brave men or women loses his or her life, if the funeral is open to the public, please take the time to attend and show that you support them. It means a lot to the family. It really does. I know a lot of times when you lose someone, you don't pay attention. You don't even remember your best friend being at the funeral. But as you go back and you look later on, back at that day, when you see all the people who have showed up and have lent their support It makes a huge difference. It really does. And I know that this family, just the other day, they wanted the actual burial to be private, and that's understandable. But it was videotaped, so they do have that to look back on. The media was not allowed, which is the first time I've ever seen an officer's funeral where the media was not allowed onto the church grounds, which in a way is good, but in another way, it's also nice for them to be able to get in there and to share that. Now, the funeral procession was shared on the news, but still, they have a video of all the people who showed up there, primarily police officers, but there were plenty of people there too who were not in uniform, that were there by themselves, that showed up specifically to show their support for the dedication that this man had given his life for. So if you do have the opportunity to attend an officer's funeral, please do so, because it really does mean an awful lot to the family. And again, like I said, it may not dawn on them at the time, but down the road, when they have time to come back and reflect upon this and look back on that day, they will really appreciate it, I promise. Something else that you can do all the time without having to stop and say hello or thank you is to simply wave when you see a police officer. I do it all the time. Every time I go by one, it's force of habit. I just kind of bring my hand up off the steering wheel, or sometimes two or three fingers. It's just something that we do back and forth. They recognize that, but sometimes I'll just openly wave as well. And it's funny because I called into one of my favorite radio stations last year where one of the hosts was chiding another one for waving at a cop. And he's like, no, I wouldn't wave at a cop. It'll bring undue attention upon me, and I don't want that. And so I called in. I said, look, I routinely wave at police officers, and not with one finger. You know, I use all five fingers. I routinely wave at police officers while I am, number one, exceeding the posted speed limit while driving on the wrong side of the road and not wearing a seatbelt. And of course, they didn't understand that, but yes, I do. When I'm out delivering papers, I quite often will exceed the speed limit of 25 in all these subdivisions. I'll hit sometimes 30, 35 in between mailboxes. I'm driving on the wrong side of the road. I am not wearing my seatbelt. I have never been pulled over, and yes, I wave with all five fingers. So on that somewhat of a light note, I will go ahead and end this show, which has been a very somber topic and one that I hold dear to my heart. It affects me personally. I know there's a few of you out there who listen who are involved with police work. I know that it would affect you very personally as well. I hope you took the time to listen to what I had to say and understand that not all cops are bad if you have had a bad experience. Again, all professions have good people and bad people, but all in all professions, including police officers, are very good people. They're good, hardworking men and women who are doing the best that they can to keep us safe, keep us protected, and to make sure that we aren't victims. Now, when it comes down to the bottom line, really, it is only you, yourself, who can really prevent you from becoming a victim. They are not there to protect and serve. They are there to assist us in protecting and serving ourselves, our friends, our family, and our neighbors. But again, a wave, a thank you, it will mean a lot. And so, my friends, on that note, I will leave you here. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Stay safe, stay vigilant, stay free, stay alive. But stay tuned, because I will be back next week with another show. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.